Good evening. You're in tune to Mrs. Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airways, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. And it is about living in the light, standing in the reality of being in the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. For the light is the only victory possible, the only sovereignty over the darkness, the chaos, the sickness, the oblivion, the gloom, that which is the world conquering rampage to have us divided and conquered, so that we, as a global humanity, are no longer properly oriented in realizing the oneness that we already are in. And we have to be reminded that our lives are our gifts and there is no greater gift. That we who live in this now moment are the beneficiaries of the gifts and the lives and the sacrifices, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the victories, the triumphs, the service, the labor, the ingenuity, the talent, the skills, the abilities, the wisdoms, the intellectual property of so many ones that we would never be able to name all of the ones whose lives are already benefiting us. The issue for us is to be in a place where we are intensely intentional in being the ones that we are, in laying foundation for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and all of those who've yet to come. On behalf of all of those who have come before us and the ones that we've come through. So even though we have our individual trials and triumphs and victories and challenges, there is absolute law that governs all of life itself. Absolute law that lays foundation for the peace, the delight, the joy, the rejoicing, the healing, the wholeness, the salvation, the deliverance. And as we are intensely intentional in being completely cleared of our violations, our transgressions, our trespasses, and to be in a place where we are consistently letting all that stuff roll off of us like water off a duck's back, to be in a place where our hearts are getting lighter and lighter so that we are responding correctly and directly to what the need is in our now moment, which is to be truly revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all-pervasive, it is ever-present, it fills all spaces, and we are each so gifted and so blessed to dwell in the reality of its presence. And being present as its presence, being very mindful that we are these points of that presence, is that which allows us to stay focused, to get focused, stay focused, and be in a place where each and every day we are truly progressing in uncovering, self-discovering, self-realizing, self-actualizing, and being harmonized within the will of existence, following the laws of existence, exalting a full life's urge, mastering ourselves and our emotions and our lusts and desires and passions and whatnot. We are upon the planet to have the experience of evolutionary soul development while we are on the planet, so that when we're leaving the planet, we have graduated the class of Earth residency. We need not continue to feel as though the only thing that we have to look forward to is the continuous cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, and having to die each time we live so that we can come and live again and go through that whole process again, when the reality for us is that we are already present with lifetimes of experience, lifetimes of challenge, and now it's time for us to understand how to invoke and call forth the strength of those life's lessons, to be able to truly be benefited in those, by those lessons in this now moment, to realize that there is a real eye, an absolute eye that sees through every eye, and that our practicing should not be a practicing of death and disease, but the practicing of dwelling in the presence of the absolute, the practice of being present within the presence of the absolute, and caring to fulfill duty, obligation, and responsibility in shaping ourselves, our character, our virtues, to be harmonious with who we are as these points of the presence of the absolute. And for whatever our situations and circumstances are in this now moment, we've all had something to do with it. And we may have had help in creating whatever we are experiencing, but the reality for us is that we shouldn't be in a place where we allow the situation and circumstance to bear heavy on us so that we have forgotten, or we are in a momentary lapse of acknowledging dwelling in the presence of the absolute, and understanding that our blessing is the gift of being present in the presence of the absolute. And that requires a conscious care to dwell there, to lift your mind there, to turn things off that discourage you and oppress you and suppress you and depress you and put you in a vibration where you are attuned to all of the degradation and the deprivation and the starvation and the killing and the murder and the violations and whatnot. Because the more you focus on all of that, then it becomes very difficult for you to really acknowledge the order of existence when you are focusing on all of the disorder. And it matters our perspective, because as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we dwell on this massive spaceship called Mother Earth. But as big as she is only as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself. And so for whatever the chaos and disorder that we may see from the limited frame of reference that we have while we're on the planet, we are at the same time immersed in nothing but absolute order and law. And there's much more of that order and law than there is chaos. And the chaos only exists as a result of the violation of the law and the order, and that it will not continue indefinitely, because everything has to come to order. And we all have the opportunity to participate in being ordered as we consciously seek to do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that we are cellularly liberated, as the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, being made out of trillions of cells that are water-based and intelligence. And intelligence has its own perfection. And in order for us to have leverage over situations and circumstances and conditions and a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and divisiveness and genocide and whatnot, then we have to be very, very mindful, very intensely intentional in focusing on the absolute reality as opposed to our being consistently drawn into the temporary, the temporal, the corporal, that which will find its end. And for those of us who are in maturity, and even those who have not come to maturity, based upon how we're living on a day-to-day basis, we are laying foundation for not only the substance and the quality of our lives or the lack thereof, we are laying foundation for how we are leaving the planet also. And we all recognize that leaving the planet is destiny, but we are not all necessarily realizing that we should not be leaving the planet through the doors of death, per se. And this is a very key component of where we have to consider things, because we may have already lived over half our lives. And if we have not been living, exalting a full life's urge, if we have not been focused on dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, if we have not been mindful of the oneness of existence and the oneness of humanity, regardless of hue of people and ethnicity and religious orientation and socialization and education and economics and whatnot, if we have been distracted and have been divided within ourselves and undermining ourselves, then we've got to come to a point where we, if we care, and I do care, I care for me, I care for you too, understand that we are coming to a point where we are gaining greater and greater inspiration, motivation, strength, and determination to be in a place where we are truly living, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, consciously caring to invest in ourselves, in investing in ourselves. We are no longer participating in the anesthetization, inebriation, the intoxication, and the violation of our own bloodstream and our own body temples. That this is the way that we are able to affect the greatest most expeditious harmonization that's possible without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars in airplane tickets and conferencing and workshops and all of that, because the bottom line is that wherever we are, we always have the opportunity with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to attune ourselves to that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. We have so much confusion going on, in that I have had several conversations with people over these last few days since I was on air Monday night, Tuesday, before day. And people are online doing all of this research and still being in a state of confusion as to what they should do for themselves. And so when we care to really know the truth and see it, we have to set a precedent, because you can spend so much time reading and reading and reading and reading other people's thoughts and opinions and theories and all of that, but it is going to be the greater good of you where you are wholeheartedly, absolutely committed to absolute truth. And you are on fire for absolute truth. Because we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And that is not the same as doing all kinds of research and having all kinds of information and knowledge. Seeking education is not the same thing as having a wholehearted desire for absolute truth. doing research online is not the same thing as having a wholehearted, intensely intentional, uncompromising, unwavering desire for absolute truth. Because that energy of desire for the truth gives you a whole nother degree of opportunity to come to that which is the truth, as opposed to just coming into other people's research and information and depending upon their ability to make the proper references or inferences for whatever information or knowledge or education that they themselves pursued. And they may not have ever pursued the absolute truth. So we're in a place now where it matters what we're asking for. It matters what we're seeking. It matters what we're attuning ourselves to. And that's why I make it my business that when I come to these airways, I am not coming to deal with just all of the foolishness of the politics and all of this, even though I am consciously seeking to connect the dots between the politics and the lawlessness and the amount of sickness, illness, and disease that we are experiencing as a global humanity as a result of we having so many ones who are vying for selection and election as government, but they have not applied themselves to the absolute truth. The absolute truth in terms of what the purpose of being on the planet is, the absolute truth as to who they are upon the planet and what their greater gifts are in terms of knowing the will of existence, that we all have purpose in creating, facilitating, and participating with the wholeness of existence itself. Nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence or the Creator's will to be the legislators and perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. This should not be our contribution to this life by, as a generation, to have been complicit and complacent with our own genocide because we refuse to clean ourselves up. We refuse to exalt a full life's urge. We refuse to transcend, transform, and transmute situations and circumstances into our greater good by coming to a point where we were intensely intentional in being restored, in being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, revivified, and resurrected as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And we cannot wait and depend upon those who are out of alignment, those who have not shown that they have any real love and care for the law. We cannot depend upon those who are in government and those who are in education and those who are upholding the churches and those ones who are out of alignment. We cannot look to them for that which is guidance towards being restored in the light of the truth of that which we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. So I am consciously sharing with those who will reach for me for life support to remind them that you are first a spirit that dwells in that body, and you are here to align yourself with the laws of God, the ways of God, the virtue and characters of God, so that you can be who you are as the God or goddess that dwells in that temple. We are not here as eating machines. We are not here to indulge ourselves in every wickedness that is possible so that at the end of 40, 50, 60, 70 years of being in the path of adulteration, then there's nothing of us left. That is not destiny. That's the tragic date with fate as a result of being programmed and miseducated, disoriented towards the purposes of existence itself. And so where we consciously seek to be whole, where we consciously seek to be healed, where we consciously seek to be in a place and space where our life has real purpose, it has real substance, it has real meaning and significance in our now moment to honor and glorify that which is beating our hearts and that which is breathing us on behalf of those whose genealogy we have inherited. You understand? See, our genetic inheritance in our DNA is where the root of our prosperity really lies. And because we have been socialized to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, MSG, aspartame, Equal, Splenda, white sugar, alcohol, tobacco, beer, all of this stuff, it puts us on a DNA lockdown where we are not able to access the fullness of the gifts that we have come into this world with. And so as we are doing the cellular clearing, cleansing, and purification so that we are working consciously, harmoniously towards our own liberation as whole beings directly, then we have to consecrate ourselves towards the purposes of existence. It is not enough to be scared by what the doctors have said and the diagnosis and be filled to a disdain because you're on so many meds and you've just tired of being on meds. See, that will motivate you to change your life, but it is not necessarily going to be enough to give you the oomph that you need in order to do your due diligence on a daily basis in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, consecrating, which is the commitments you're making to walk in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that you indeed are. You understand? Because everything don't get you the same thing when we're dealing with absolute law. It matters what you're asking for. It matters what you have a value for. And when we don't have a value for ourselves, except by virtue of the things that man has made that we can possess or that we can add to ourselves, add to our resumes, add to our bank account, our net worth. You understand? That is what is part of the issue in terms of our not being supported in self-unfoldment, self-actualization, our not being properly educated to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose of being on the planet is. This is why we have to commit ourselves wholeheartedly with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts towards being fully realigned and reattuned to the laws of existence directly, because this is where the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, this is where the healing, this is where the happiness, this is where the delight and the joy and the prosperity, this is where the focus comes, this is where the maturation and the maturity and real eldership and wisdom and light. This is the path to our deliverance after being under siege for generations. In order to be successful in this life, you have to come into the integrity of your true self. There are those who have made it their business to shape our understanding about what success is, about setting goals and having a plan and following the plan and doing business and all of that. And people do all of that without ever having made commitments to really honoring and glorifying the intelligence of themselves. We can get through school and get through college and get through all of these other supposedly higher echelons of education and matriculation in an educational system that never properly oriented us as to who and what we are as human beings, what is our capacity, what are our capabilities, and how do we have optimum cellular functioning so that we are able to tap the 100% of our brain capacity. Nobody has properly oriented us in fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility in self-actualizing. And so we have to do this for ourselves. And there is so much available to us now. So many ones who are making their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their information and whatnot available. But it is still going to be based upon your own inner work, your own clearing, your own cleansing, your own purification, your kicking everybody out of your body temple that does not belong there in terms of the amount of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of the chemicals and all of the worms and the parasites and the organisms and the viruses and the bacteria and all of those things that have set up their living in your body temple. Insulated in all of the excess mucus and all of the fat, in all of the excess waste. And we have to be willing to get to the essence of ourselves, willing and caring to come to our most potent selves, our most powerful selves, our most dynamic selves, our most divine selves, in order to truly be successful here. Based upon being under a world-conquering rampage that is genocide, that is divisiveness. And we cannot do anything against ourselves or anybody else. We can no longer feel entitled to support the violation of other beings and then feed off their body parts and think that we, because we like how that makes us feel, it gives us some girth and some heaviness and some muscle and some fullness. It is no justification for why it is that you would bring violation and charge that violation upon your own bloodstream. And I know that there are those, and I've talked to some of the youth this week, who are like not feeling that there is any law. You understand? And that's the trick. To put us in position where you think that because you're doing research online and you can find that other people's research that justifies why you should be eating the flesh of a dead animal, that is the truth. And that's why I'm saying is that we have to have a wholehearted desire for the truth and to know that the truth is not going to undermine us in the long run. And to know that information, knowledge, and belief systems and whatnot are not sufficient for our wholeness and our healing. That the commitment towards wholeness and healing has to be there, not just to information. The commitment to law has to be there. The commitment to light has to be there. The commitment to truth has to be there. The commitment to cleansing and being cleared spiritually, emotionally, and mentally has to be there. We are whole beings. We are not just body parts. And the whole is greater than the parts, the sum of the parts. So it matters your orientation. It matters what you're asking for. It matters what you're saying into yourselves. It matters that you are in a place mentally and spiritually and emotionally where it matters to you, that you walk in the fullness of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, and that you are willing to do whatever it takes to be an honor and a glory to the lineages that you represent. On behalf of the intelligence that beats your heart and that breathes you. In alignment with that which is necessary for our true salvation and deliverance in our now moment of eternity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned, I am so grateful for you and pray that you are consistently receiving more inspiration, more insight, more motivation to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the fullness of the truth of yourself. I am always dealing with the issues of our salvation, our deliverance, our liberation, our resurrection, and I am very, very serious about your being serious in terms of accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment that would put you in a place and position where you are able to always apply yourself wholeheartedly towards the wholeness of whomever, whatever, wherever we show up. I give thanks for all of those who take the time to seek and search, to apply what it is that is being revealed to you. I am so thankful for all of those who have endured all of the things that you have endured to come to a point and place within yourself where you are decisive about the now moment in which you're living, where you are consciously asking and seeking and knocking and doing what is yours to do in becoming vividly expressive as a vehicle and vessel of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. We have so many ones who feel entitled to be out of alignment with the laws that govern us. There's so many ones who take so much pleasure in exalting what they think is their free will, to be divisive, to profit, so they think, off of the degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the humiliation, the incarceration, the rape and molestation, and all of the violation that goes on. Which is why it is up to each one of us, wherever we are, particularly women right now, to come to a point in place where we will make consistent commitments to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we stand in the truth of the light that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in a now moment of eternity that the edicts that have been issued from the exalted realms are calling us to rise as a global humanity, to get beyond all of the barriers, all of the lines of demarcation, separation, borders, and all of that, to realize that we are each held accountable to absolute laws. We are held by absolute laws. There is that which is absolute, that is beating our hearts, that is breathing us. It designed us. It has its own purposes for our lives. And we should be in a place and space where we are intensely intentional in fulfilling the purposes that we can participate with in the exaltation of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to come to that place and space where we will stop making excuses as to why we will not perfect ourselves, why we will not honor ourselves, why we will not cleanse and purify ourselves and nourish ourselves in honoring and loving and cultivating the gifts that we have been given. We're in a now moment that requires us to really understand that there is no unity that we can come to through rhetoric. And there has been so much rhetoric over the years in the commitment to struggling, in the commitments that people have towards organizing and unifying without any commitment to love, without any commitment to light, without any commitment to wisdom, without any commitment to honor the legacy of the lineages that they represent, to feel that they can call meetings and just talk it out. And I'm saying that no, our unification is by virtue of every breath and every beat of our hearts and our reverencing the intelligence that has gifted itself to each and every one of us, so that we are in a place where in our most private moments with ourselves, wherever we are in harmony with life itself. We are in harmony with the will of existence and the ways of existence and the laws that govern existence and lawlessness. When you combine tens and twenties and thirties and forties and fifties and hundreds and thousands and millions of people who are harmonized in lawlessness, then you get what we have here in terms of this sea of sickness, illness, disease, disobedience, despair, degradation, oppression, suppression, depression, and all of these things that are the evidence of either ignoring those laws, not acknowledging those laws, disobeying those laws, but our common good right now will come when we each care to be aligned, reoriented, restored, vivified, revivified. In the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we are already in flotation and rotation, immersed in eternity. And therefore, we should not be dying. And because the trick, the lie, has been to make you think that you're supposed to be dying and death is a natural culmination, destiny, fate of living, then we have what we see in terms of there being an agenda to facilitate that death through diet. When you look at the word diet and you see D-I-E, die, and that cross that many of the headstones and the tombstones and the cemeteries and the graveyards bear, this cross, the same cross that's on these churches, that we are in a now moment for us to embrace the fullness of the absolute reality that is eternity, and to know that it is not something that's coming. It is the absolute reality of what is. And we are in a now moment where we have the opportunity to realign ourselves with it and to accept eternity as destiny, as opposed to consistently and continuously spouting that lie that you have to die from something. We're in a now moment that requires us to care enough, to care more, to be full of care, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And yes, you hear me say this over and over and over again. And even after hearing it over and over and over again, so many of you consistently fall back into your carelessness. And so I'm the one to remind you that every day you should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves. That our capacity as vehicles of absolute and supreme intelligence has not and cannot really be measured. It's infinite, the capacity and the potentiality we have. For we are these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is so absolute and so supremely intelligent that there is no end to it. There is nowhere it is not. It has figured out a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone, and we all are so absolutely and divinely blessed. But you've forgotten how blessed you are. Sometimes you only focus on your disappointments and your disenchantment and your pain and your disdain and your violations and whatnot. And I'm saying to you is that it's a trick to keep you cycling in the mindfulness, the thoughtfulness, the remembrance of all of that, so that you are not focused in exalting your thanksgiving, your gratitude, feeling the blessedness in your being and being the blessing you are, wherever you are, by virtue of all of your talents, skills, and abilities being accessible to you because you are wise enough to apply yourself to self-realizing, self-actualizing, being harmonized with the will of existence and the laws of existence, and understanding that there is no prosperity that you can truly have when you feed off the flesh of dead animals, dead fish, dead birds, dead anything. Because the primary law of existence is not to be killing, but to be loving. And now that killing is sport, and killing is game, and killing is entertainment, and killing is agenda, then we have to be intensely intentional in exalting life itself, respecting life itself, honoring life itself, accepting the everlastingness of life itself, the eternity of life itself. And it matters how you apply yourself on a daily basis in your living. What is it that you're reaching for? What is it that you're asking for? What is it that you're praying for? What is it that you're thinking about? What it is that you're contemplating, considering? How do you serve? And who are you serving? What purposes are you serving? These are things that we have to really look at, because there is that which light does, and light accomplishes not by any means necessary. Light accomplishes by adding to the wholeness, the wellness, the enhancement, the enrichment of situation, circumstance, people, places, and things. Light shows up and everything is better by virtue of it having shown up. The light that is the will of the ever-present. The light that is the way of the ever-present, the light that is the wisdom of the ever-present. And to know that the light has the right to triumph. And no matter how these people may apply themselves towards violating, annihilating, incarcerating, doing all of those things that they have mastered doing, understand that they will soon cease to exist, because the fulfillment of the law is that you will reap the harvest of the seeds that you have sown. And those who have legislated death, perpetuated death, created death as multi-billion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar industry, those who have profited or thought they have profited through death and killing and warring, divisiveness, lies and propagandizing, to the degree to which you have changed the whole orientation that people have upon the planet, then the harvest of that is death. And it's not just that which is coming to America, it's that which everything and everybody is going to be held accountable for. So no matter how much you enjoyed that chicken and that shrimp and that mussels and those crab legs and all of those things, and understand you have to be very aggressive about your clearing and your cleansing if you would care to walk in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity, of being under the authority, the grace, and the protection, the salvation, and the deliverance of the absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. See, all of the divisiveness that we see through religion and through culture, And it's a mindset. You understand? It's how we're thinking. The world that is soon to be destroyed is by virtue of the mindset. Otherwise, the earth herself, there's a difference between the world and the earth. The earth is not set to be destroyed. The lies, the delusion, all of that that is not rooted in truth in the truth that is light, in the truth that is love, in the truth that is harmonizing, in the truth that is sustaining, maintaining, and facilitative of the greater good all the time, it will soon fall by the wayside. And that's governments, that's nations, that's cultures, that's peoples, that's families, that's lineages. Nothing is exempt. And that's why it's so necessary for us to get real about why we're living, to get real about understanding that there is inherent purpose in our living for the soulful evolutionary development of our lives, of our spirits, and the harmonization with our souls. So that we're leaving here as living beings. We're leaving here having graduated the class of Earth residency. We're leaving here having loved and lived and given and served and honored and obeyed and really grown and matured. Because we came to that place and space within ourselves where we were cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and resurrected. We're in a now moment that is an eternal now moment, and we should always be participating wholly, holistically, from a place of wholeness. Harmonization within our male and female selves, harmonization with the will of existence and the laws of existence, to come to that place and space where we are always becoming more because we are always learning more, giving more, seeing more, perceiving more, being the mores that we truly are. And our having an understanding and a desire and commitment to stand resolutely with that which allows us to stand, that which allows us to think, to contemplate, to consider, to visualize, to imagine, to really be these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has the opportunity and the responsibility to bring forward our gifts, to activate our DNA and to realize that our generational wealth is what is being robbed of us. It's not just the oil and the gold and the diamonds and the minerals and the things that come from the earth. It is the light and the true capacity and the potentiality and the talent of those who have come to the earth. And so when we look at sickness, illness, and disease and see how pervasive it has become amongst the human family and humankind, then understand that there is duty, obligation, and responsibility for the clearing of all of the violations, for the clearing of our karmic debt, for the clearing of our spirits, for the clearing of our thoughts, our minds, our emotions and whatnot, and the cleansing of our blood, of ourselves. Because it is a whole work that we should be applying ourselves to on a daily basis. To realize that after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, all manners of pharmaceutical, recreational drugs and all of this, the accumulation of those chemicals held in all of the mucus from all of the bread and the pancakes and the waffles and the biscuits and the crepes and the croissants and the donuts and the peanuts and the nuts and all of this stuff will put you in a position where you become deficient. And deficiency, mineral deficiency, creates sickness, illness, stress, and the inability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. Where we live, wherever we are, we actually live in our bodies. And our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirit and spirits of the living God and Goddess.
and the balance that has to happen between our male and female selves is something that we have to strive for. And the quality of love that we are able to participate with, to be molded and shaped with in our relationships, in our marriages, with our children, with our parents, with all of our friends and our coworkers, we are always in a relationship with that absolute and true spirit that is referred to by many names. Wherever there is an eye that sees, then you have one who is a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have been socialized to feel entitled to disrespect the intelligence of existence as it is manifesting and womb manifesting through other ones. So the light that we have, the love that we know, the truth that we exalt, would put us in a place, in a space where it is literally becoming impossible for us to be in violation of the very laws that govern us, because we have sense enough to know that that's what we are here to master, in mastering our own minds, in mastering our own hearts, in mastering and being able to control ourselves so that nobody else can control us. And if you are not in a place and space where you can control your appetites, you can control your desires, you can control your lust, then you have no control, and you will be controlled by those who have no rights to control anybody, because they are not in control of themselves either. This now moment of eternity in which we dwell is our now moment for our resurrection. This now moment of eternity in which we're living is the way in which we show our love and we honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent by consciously caring to be completely harmonized in the will, in the ways, in the laws, in the love, in the peace, in the harmony, in the poise, in the power, in the truth of that which is as existence itself. It's your time to decide. What are you living for? And what is it that you will be remembered for? We're in a now moment that requires us to have an inner standing and an understanding that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And if you leave here as a dead person in the midst of eternity, then how long will you be dead? Will you be dead eternally? Will you be dead for a few hundred years, a few thousand years? What is really death? It says the wages of sin is death. Now you have to decide. How much do you really care to graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors? And if you leave the planet having graduated top of the class, then how happy will you be to be received with standing ovation in the realm of your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to be harmonized with your soul? The issue here is not the practice of spirituality, because the least one is a practicing their spirituality. We're spirits that dwell in these bodies. So it is not spirituality. It is how much love and light and wisdom and truth one has earned by virtue of one's own seeking, asking, knocking, applying, realizing. In this now moment, our hearts are beating and we're breathing. In this now moment,
We are in a perfect harmony with all of life by virtue of that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. But we must come to that point and place where with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take and every step that we make, that we do so with a reverence and a respect, an appreciation and appreciation, love, a gratitude and a thanksgiving for the inherent blessedness in being. And to care to have the wisdom to know whose purposes you shall serve. Because everything is not the same thing and everything doesn't get you the same thing. And where you apply yourself to helping, it even requires a wisdom to know how to help people. Because a lot of times you can't help people by doing what they want you to do for them. You have to be able to do that which is liked by them, do that which is going to help lift them up, empower them. And sometimes we have to continue to strive with everything in us to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we have that kind of wisdom, we have that kind of light, we have that vision to see that which is an essential, that which is necessary. Because where you have the thought that you want to do this, that, and the other, and you don't have the will, and you don't have the intention, and you don't have the love, and you don't have the care to be able to get into sufficient light enough that allows you to do it, then you are committed to struggling. And commitment to struggle is a commitment to death. And there is no glory in the struggle when the victory and the triumph has already been won. And you have to align yourself with it. You're not coming here in a mindset, particularly after smoking and drinking and spewing yourself and whatnot, where all of a sudden you're going to get a greater thought than the thought that designed you, the thinker that designed you. You're not going to create a greater way. You understand? Commitment to struggling, commitment to revolution by any means necessary is not. It's rhetoric. Being active and creating organizations that have no centeredness in the purpose of existence is to be committed to ineffectiveness when you are dealing with a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide. And so I'm the one to remind you that you've been given one life, it's an eternal life, and you are held by absolute laws. And the absolute reality of lawfulness creates everything. So when people say, well, I know it happened for a reason, it happened because you created this. And if you're not happy with what has been created in your world, then get serious about recreating. But you have to start at the cellular level through your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, your renewal, your rebirth, your realignment, and your resurrection. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, the wholeness and the restoration of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, her planets, all of the nations and races, and the people here, on behalf of the lineages that we represent, you're in tune to watch the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.